Good morning, everyone. I'm Colleen, and I'll be reading the first scripture reading today, which is Hebrews 3:4. For every house is built by someone, but the builder of all things is God. Hebrews 3:4.
Good morning. Our second scripture reading today is from Psalm 139, verses 13 and 14. You formed my inward parts. You knitted me together in my mother's womb. I praise for you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it well. Here ends the reading.
Good morning. My name is Sierra Yandel, for those of you who don't know me. This summer, I was able to attend my very first week-long Sierra Service Project in Spokane, Washington, on the Spokane Indian Reservation. Now, I had been to a couple weekend SSPs for junior high, so I thought I knew what I was getting myself into. This turned out to be partially true. There are certain staples of SSP that didn't change between the two experiences, such as song time or kitchen party. The differences, however, range from the car rides, which took 12 hours, to the way everyone interacted with each other. The most sizable contrast, though, is how much you are able to grow in yourself, with each other, and with God, all in 1 week. The overall theme of the week in Spokane was Build Together, and there couldn't have been a more perfect theme for us to think about. The SSP staff gave us each a booklet containing the themes for each day. These themes consisted of God built you, God built us, God built the cosmos, God built love, and go out and build. The theme that stood out to me the most, however, was God built love. Each day at lunch, Rampology, which was the name of the group I was in, would sit down and talk about the theme of the day while eating PB&Js. Well, it was Thursday, and the theme of the day was God built love. Our spiritual guru, which is the person who leads the lunch discussion, was Lauren Watson, and she asked us all, "When was the time you felt love?" We all sat there for a moment thinking about what to say, but also all silently hoping that our group leader, Dave Estep, would say something first, because Dave always knew what to say. Luckily, Dave did go first, and as he was talking, my mind wandered to a time that I knew I had felt love. We had just recently had to put my dog down before my brother and I left for SSP. It was a struggle for me to deal with. I had grown up with this dog. His name was Ike. He had always been by my side, smiling, and I couldn't bear to let him go. I called up my friend and told her all about my situation. She offered for me to come over and get my mind off things. It turned out to be just what I needed. She gave me a hug when I first got there and helped me to laugh throughout the entire night. I decided to share this memory with Rampology, and once Dave had finished his story, I shared mine. By the time I was done, I was crying. As the day went on, I continued to think about how God built love. I was able to feel God's love and the love of others later that night at SSP Spirit Walk. One of the activities that the staff had us participate in consisted of choosing 6 beads, one for each person in your work team. We would then give a specific bead to whoever we chose it for and explain why we chose to give them that bead. As I sat there listening to how we all thought of each other, I was touched by everyone's sweet thoughts. Through all of these experiences, I learned that God built love so that everyone can share it in their own unique way. I'm hoping that next year when I go to SSP, it will be as memorable as my very first experience.
Good morning. My name is Katie Burns, and this year I will be a junior at Pittman High School. This summer was my third time to participate in Sierra Service Project. I went to Chiloquin when I was a freshman, and last year I went to San Diego. Like my other two experiences, I went with our high school group and got to work with them as well as meet new people. I helped with chores, sang Sierra Service songs, and worked with tools and learned about another culture. This year was pretty different from my other trips to Chiloquin and San Diego. For one thing, our very long road trip to Spokane took 2 days just to get to Washington, then 2 days to get back home. There were 5 girls in our car, and we pretty much just listened to music for hours and hours. In previous SSP trips, we joined teenagers from other churches and got to know them during the week as we worked together. This year, it was the group from our church and just 2 other girls from Oregon and their counselor who joined us. So starting the week knowing almost everyone made it very easy for all of us to be completely comfortable around each other, and it was also definitely fun for everyone being put in work teams and to find that they already had a lot of people in it that they already knew. In my work team, it was all people that I had already known, so it was very easy to be comfortable with them, but also it was a lot of fun getting to know them on a deeper and more personal level. Each day, as we took a lunch break, we enjoyed a spiritual sandwich, where each work team had a member designated as their spiritual guru. After eating our peanut butter and jelly sandwich, our guru would read a little thought or story and ask some meaningful questions. It was during these discussions that we really got to learn more about ourselves and each other. The theme of this year was Build Together, and each day focused on a different aspect of that theme. Monday, it was God Built You. We had a chance to reflect on how we are each unique, special creations of God and are important to Him. Tuesday was God Built Us. We talked about the relationships we have with each other and how we can show God's love by helping and serving each other. Wednesday was God Built the Cosmos. In such a beautiful setting, we were able to focus on the world around us and appreciate our surroundings. Thursday was God Built Love, and this was my personal favorite day because that day included the Spirit Walk, my all-time favorite with the beautiful views and inspirational story from a staff member. There were many other activities that just made you feel loved and really good about yourself, and really you could just feel the positive energy filling the atmosphere, and it definitely was a very nice and empowering feeling. Lastly, Friday was Go Out and Build. We were challenged by the staff to use the experiences we had this week to go out and make a difference in the world. During the week, we had been literally building. My group worked on a ramp to allow access into the home of one of the residents. But when they said to go out and build, I understood that to mean using what we had learned to build friendships, build community, and build a better world. Although there were many, many mosquitoes and wasps, and a lot of big flying things, we didn't let those pests ruin our experience. SSP's never-ending positivity, optimistic, enthusiastic, and fun nature never has you in a bad mood. It was a great week, a wonderful experience, and I look forward to going again next year. Thank you.
I'm sure you guys are already tired of saying it, but one more time, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you. My name is Megan Speckman, and it was my last and 5th SSP as a camper. This year was a little different than the past SSPs. Usually there are around 3, maybe 4 different churches that attend camp with us and help us serve. This year, our church was going to be the only church due to the far location and it being week 1, not many churches wanted our site. On the drive up, I was questioning in my head, why are we driving 2 full days to serve by ourselves when we can just go to Love Turlock and then sleep in the church and call it good? But of course, experience and things happen and your mind gets changed. Our spiritual coordinator, Andrew, read a quote from Margaret Mead, which stated, "Never doubt that a small group of thoughtful, committed citizens can change the world. Indeed, it is the only thing that ever has." This reading has been rattling in my head since I look around at our youth group and realize what talented and hardworking youth our church holds. Throughout that week, I felt connections being brought closer, characters were advancing, and our service was shining. Our youth is exactly as that quote says, citizens who are thoughtful and committed. We didn't need to meet new people to show God's love and to do His work. In fact, I think we worked harder just as our own little group, which ties into our theme for the week, which was building together. Each day I came back from the work site, and I noticed everyone beaming with the hard work they had done. It wasn't the usual, oh, so I did so much today. It was, wow, my group got so much done together today. I know just within my work group, there was not a single time where someone was working alone. We built together, We hyped each other up, made sure everyone did everything, and yes, the boys even took the time to stop from the drills and actually teach us and make sure that every single girl and everybody in the work team made sure that they were using some sort of power tool. Nobody was doing something by themselves. Any situation that needed problem solving, my group was on it. There wasn't just one person giving all the ideas. It was everyone pitching in their thoughts, giving us creative ways to do our work more efficient. Unless it had to deal with math, then we just left it to Sean, who's a math major. So thanks, Sean. Hooked it up. So yes, we embraced the theme, building together. On Thursday night, we go to an off-site location where we have what is called a spirit walk. Each year I've gone to SSP, the spirit walk has always left a huge impression on me. Yet, I found this last time one a little more special, and not just because it was my last time. At the end of the program, Andrew had advised each individual to find a quiet place to go and reflect. I noticed everyone was sitting to the left looking at the nature, and for some reason, I felt I needed to go to the right. So I go to the right, and I sat down on a concrete pillar. As I looked up, I saw a sunset that was like no other. The sky was perfectly blue as a purple-pink sun was setting on the landscape of mountains and wildflowers. It was a sunset you don't get to see here in Turlock. Now, in the past spirit walks during reflection, I left sobbing and broken as I felt that my life struggles not knowing how to handle them. Well, with a few SSPs maturing and the good man upstairs' help, I become someone who knows how to handle my obstacles. This year, as I'm heading to my first year of college, I fear the unknown of change. So, this year, as I sat and reflected, I looked up into that sunset, and I had a conversation with God, asking him to be there with me, to help me every step of the way. I ended my talk by saying something along the lines of, "It's you and me, God, let's do this." As I continued sitting there, I realized I didn't feel broken or alone. I felt rejuvenated and strong, knowing that I can do this. And as I sat there, in pure peace, this huge gust of wind came right towards my direction. I looked around immediately after to find everything was still and calm as if there had been no wind. So as we're packing up to get back to site, I asked around, "Hey, did you guys feel that wind too?" Got some strange looks. There was no wind tonight. Now, you can call me crazy, you can say it was just a coincidence, but I'm going to choose to believe that that was the Holy Spirit showing me that God was listening to me that night. That night I realized the deeper meaning of the term building together. Yes, we need to build together as disciples, but we build together with God's love. We build with him to be stronger. We build to have that spiritual connection. We build with God every day, whether we realize it or not, as we build as a congregation to do God's work. Simply building one day at a time to prove and live within God's love. Simply you being here today is building that relationship with God. My 5 years of SSP have truly been something I will cherish, and this last year showed me who I truly am and helped me understand how to build that better connection with God and how to build up a community, no matter how far or close that may be. I challenge you to build with God, build that relationship with him, build your marriage, build your family, build your friends, build whatever it is you feel called to do, but simply build together. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to this podcast of the First United Methodist Church in Turlock, California. This podcast is distributed under a Creative Commons, non-commercial, share-alike license. For more information about our church, visit www.fumcturlock.org or call the church at 209-668-3000. Visitors are always welcome. And now, may the peace of the Lord dwell in your hearts this day. And may God bless you.